gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. We're living in very interesting times. We got lots of stuff that we can look at. You know, we got the internet, we got places all around us. We should be able to, as Christians, really have a good old time looking up the truth. We don't have to just sit there and say, if we go on the internet or we listen to anybody, we're going to hear manipulations of the truth. We're going to hear all different kinds of people with ideas. Truth is not a bad thing, people. I know what I hear from you is you love the truth, that you're Christian, and you should be seeking the truth and all that. But all too often, you define truth as what you already want to believe, that you're already in your concept. You never want to step out of the box to see what might be going on out there in the world. The world is a very strange place. The universe that God made is remarkable. It is astounding. It is amazing. We can't fathom the infinity of outer space, even. Did God just make all the stars with all the physics involved in them just so as to make a deal here on Earth for a purpose, and then he's going to destroy it all? Or is there more to the universe? We have some facts that the Bible tells us that it's fact because it's the Bible. Our problem is translating that into understanding. And to do that, you need to learn what the original language means. It doesn't mean you got to learn the language. It means you got to learn word meanings and when the words were used and how they were used. And so, and then you have to listen to all the scientists. And remember, back in the old ages, they thought the world was flat. The scientists thought that everything circled around the Earth. If you're supposed to cut yourself and let the blood all flow out to get the bad stuff out of you. You know, we had lots of interesting science a long time ago. When science came along in the 1800s and started being taught in college in a big way, which made it seem like the King James Bible was full of holes. And so this way, now we have a modern counterfeit Bible. Because Westcott and Hort got busy and translated the corrupt version of the Bible into a corrupt version of the Greek, and then they translated that back into English, and essentially gotten their version of the entire Bible in to be the official Church of England Bible, where all modern translations come from. Now, this is not that difficult to discover. If you don't go looking, you're not going to find this out. You're going to listen to your pastor that says, hey, this modern version is really good. Read the preface. Look how involved these people were into trying to make a most accurate type of Bible they possibly can. Hey, you know, this is wonderful. It sure makes us take notice and say, hey, we got a good Bible. You know, basically all the modern versions are just to take a look. You know, you're looking at the Word of God from this angle, and then you can go over here and look at from another little view. Then you can kind of look up this way. You can kind of get a pretty good view. And so it depends what you want to talk about to what version you want to use. The problem is, upon doing a little bit extra study and finding two names of two people, suddenly a wealth of information that, you know, I never even knew existed. Yeah, you know, I love Jesus. I love the Bible. And I didn't really have any big hang-up about new versions, you know. I was planning on reading pretty much as many of the versions of Bible I can, but my base is King James. Then one day, a Muslim came to me and was telling me that there's 50,000 to 80,000 corruptions in the Bible. And he was going on and on and on. And, you know, I know a little bit different. The Bible has a very few corruptions in it. And so, but this is based on the King James Version. And so, you know, I thought, but, you know, I broke out of my box and I said, well, I just wonder where this guy's getting his information. I'm going to do a little bit more study on the Bible. And Lo and behold, Westcott and Hort right away appears, and in the searches, and you can get millions of pages on them. And you don't get a whole lot of stuff that's any good about them. They're occultists. They hated the King James Bible. They lived in an era where people were thinking these holier than thou or something. People are full of beans. You know, the people that are really close to Jesus and believe in the mushy-gushy love of Jesus and the closeness and what we would call true believers, born-again believers, and so forth today. And they were saying, well, science has proven all this kind of stuff, a bunch of hoopla. And they had some ambitions. And they got the Bible in, their version of it, in to the official Church of England Bible. And guess what? That is a version that all modern versions come from. And this is the one that has 50,000 to 80,000 corruptions, depending on the modern version you read. I'm not making this up. I know a lot of you just see the word gay there on the TV screen, and so you say, you ain't going to listen to this guy. Go figure. Somebody is actually telling you something that you need to know, and you don't want to listen to them because you see the word gay in their name. Isn't that something? You'll toss out truth just because of your hypocrisy, as it were. You believe something, and so you won't listen to them. There are people that and leaders in the church that says, do not read King James Version because King James authorized it, and it is a fact now that King James was gay. Used to be we can sort of accept him because he was only transvestite. But now we know for sure that he was gay. And so now don't read the King James Version. Isn't that kind of interesting? The only version available readily, easily, that is from the received text, from the original copies, is the King James Version. All the other versions are Satan counterfeits. And so if you're one of these kind of people that is not going to read the King James Version based on King James was gay, then you have been banned yourself from reading the Word of God. And what you have done is forced yourself to read Satan counterfeit Bibles so that you can be conditioned to accept Antichrist in the days that come ahead. Now people, things are going to happen. There are things going on. There are facts. There is phenomenal reaching out there of facts and things. There are groups out there in their own la-la land going off in some kind of tantrum into stuff that really exists and that are absolute facts. You hear about this New Age and everything and New Ageism and stuff, and you hear about Masons, you hear about all various kinds of stuff, and mostly what we just like to do is just say that it's just Satan stuff and this stuff will get worse. People, it's not that simple. There's lots of stuff out there that makes it understandable about the things that are coming concerning Jesus Christ and his return. There are things being set up in the world that you need to know about. Not get involved in, not learn it so that you can almost be a follower or a worshiper of whatever it is that they're doing, but so that you will know the deceptions when they come. You will know why certain things are certain ways. See, Satan likes to get the truth because, you know, how does people accept things? They believe it's the truth. And if there is enough truth in something, then it's usually based on a lot of credible evidence and plenty of actual facts. And so a lot of times, some of these other things out there that we want to just shove off and not pay attention to, have something that we need to know so that we can be protected. Like if you knew that NASA was going to produce on the sky, using the sky above us as a TV monitor, and produce a movie, and the movie will be with sound, fabulous sound, and horizon to horizon video, Jesus returning in the sky. And every single eye on earth will see this. And you'll hear inside your brain. Well, this is technology. But if you don't know about it, then when it happens to you, what are you going to do? You're going to look up and you see Jesus. And then you can hear him inside. You can say, well, you know, we got a little bit wrong. But, you know, I've been reading the modern versions, and we're not that wrong. So, yeah, that guy over there is probably Jesus after all. Don't know what Antichrist is or anything. But this guy sure seemed to be Jesus. And so you got to look to him, and you're going to basically turn your back on the real Jesus. Because you're going to believe what you see and not what you learned about, so that when you see something that's a fake or wrong and that you knew was coming, you would be prepared not to accept that. Now, we got a lot of different situations. We got a phenomenon called UFOs and everything. You know, that's kind of interesting topic. I follow all the documentaries. I know just about every single thing that ever has happened, seen about every single kind of documentary on them. I usually don't talk about it too much because it's, you know, I got some subjects to talk about. But the UFOs is also a big part of the last days. How these really are, people got lots of different ideas. They're, you know, demons are pretty smart. They can build mechanical craft, as it were, fly them around or something. I mean, there's not much wrong with that. We actually have scripture that tells us that the entire universe is going to watch what happens on Earth. The plan, this 7,000-year plan, the universe is watching. What's that supposed to mean? So we have a field day of trying to figure out what that's supposed to mean, because the Bible doesn't really get into a great deal of detail about that. To get into a great deal of detail about that, you got to go into the research and go into the maybe sometimes the bizarre, sometimes the really strange things. And so you can lean out stuff from that. You can glean out the information, which may save you. That's right, people. Just because you accept Jesus Christ as Savior does not mean you're going to go to heaven. If you maintain your faith in Jesus Christ, yes, you will go to heaven. But if you begin to think that Jesus is a liar, if you begin to think that man over there is Jesus, basically you're turning your back on Jesus, and that changes the matter. You can lose your salvation. Jesus will never throw you out, toss you out. He'll never forsake you. There's nobody around. Satan, nobody. No, anything can take you away from Jesus. By your choice. And I don't know why this is so hard to accept, because it seems like as you read the Bible, we get so much warning. It's warning and warning. We got parables. We got all kinds of stuff. We're saying, hold fast, persevere, stand fast to the end. Keep your faith. We're being begged, practically, by the apostles to keep our faith to the end. In Revelation, it says that if you do not watch, that you will not see the thief came in and steal what you have. So what are you doing? If you reverse that sentence to make what the opposite of it means, that means if you do watch, you will see the thief come in, and you can then prevent him from stealing everything you have. Now, what's really important to you? You can start listing lists. My family, my car, my house. And you say, well, these are lower priorities, but my family's pretty high. My sons, my wife, my daughters, my dog, you know, something. Then you might talk about some other kind of peripheral things that you think is important to you. And what really is important? See, Jesus Christ is a personal relationship. It is a one-on-one. It is not you, your wife, and Jesus. I mean, it is, but it's not that. It is you and Jesus. Jesus came into you. He has a personal relationship with you. He and your wife is a different issue. That's her problem. That's her thing. Yes, you can participate in making this, you know, work out for the both of you and everything, but the basic thing that Satan's interested in is stealing your faith. Now, he cannot take you away from Jesus. He can't take your faith away, but he can provide information to you that will make you suspicious of Jesus. he could provide some extraordinarily detailed. We got places on Earth that we go to and they set up, you know, it looks like water's going uphill. You have a real short person over here and a real tall person over here. When they change places, the tall person becomes shorter than the short person. Is it optical illusion? Well, they like to try to tell us, no, it's a quirk of the physics of the nature of that spot on Earth. So we keep in mystery about it. You know, they're playing on your five senses, and your senses will report to you the water is going uphill. What are you going to say? That's what you see. But in fact, the water is going downhill. It's just your eyes are playing tricks on you based on the information it sees. And this is the pack on our souls and our spirits and our flesh and our everything about us to try to get us to be tricked into turning our backs onto Jesus. There are issues out there that blind us from searching out other truths. There is information about UFOs again, because I want to have this opportunity to put my clip in here, and it's probably been running. But the other day, you know, I was talking about chemtrails, which is another situation. I think that was just last week that it was aired. Took the camera out and was aiming all at the sky. Boy, that day, was the 1st of November, was just absolutely covered with chemtrails everywhere all day long. They just made the whole sky gray with chemtrails. Chemtrails come out of the back of the military jets, and they're not contrails. Contrails are water vapors. If the conditions are right, they'll come back a short distance past the jet, then they'll dissolve right away and disappear. Chemtrails, on the other hand, can be done at any altitude, any weather condition, cold, hot, anything in between, up, down, doesn't matter. And they stay. They can go across the whole sky. You can look at satellite views. You can see hundreds of miles of them. They crisscross and do all kinds of stuff, and they spread wider and wider and wider, and you can see stuff raining down at times from them, too. Well, anyway, I was videotaping the sky, and all of a sudden, this UFO appears. Now, for some reason or another, where I live or something, it seems from east to west, there's a number of occasions that something like UFOs would come across. One such incident happened a few years ago, that something came straight down, as though from space, straight down at incredible speed, did a curved 90 and slowed down, and then followed the landing pattern, path, and speed of the normal planes going in the SeaTac. And I got a pretty good view of it. Now it's nighttime, so it's just a light. It had a kind of a strange blinking light on the end, in the back of it, that is not a normal kind of lighting of otherwise normal jets. And of course, no plane can make that kind of a 90. Well, you know, I just thought, well, that was interesting. But the next morning, see, it was heading in a direction that would take it over Portland. The next morning, the news had a video of this. Somebody had taken video of it going over Portland, and there it was, that same object that I seen with that particular light on the back. And I also seen some sort of a cylinder that was upright floating over one time. I didn't get any good look at it other than that I knew it looked metallic, and I've seen one of those before downtown Seattle. But this time was a little bit different. I saw it coming. It was coming like from the east, going to the west, and it went directly over my house. And I had time to go get my binoculars. And when I got my binoculars, and I looked up at them, and I was absolutely amazed at what I saw. It was not round, not necessarily saucer-shaped. It looked more like a battle fighter spaceship that had gun turrets sitting up, like if I was facing the front, it had these two on each side gun turrets facing forward, and the back half was curved around. It was flatter than it was, so it wasn't round, but it wasn't flat, and it had a dome-like structure, but more of a cylinder lyric triangle of sorts with a greenish and reddish hinge on hanging on the side, and it was going around with its backside to the inside of this circle, like it was floating by, but continued going around with the gun turrets, what I would call them, aiming at the ground. Should these really be gun turrets, it would at least done terrible damage to 2 square miles or 2 miles radius. Yeah. Hey, you know, I got the binoculars and I saw it with my eyes. The only way it could be a fake or hoax or any other kind of thing is that somebody literally took the time to build something of rigid enough construction and looks metallic and filled it with helium or something so it would sort of float. And how they got it to go around in that kind of way. See, the wind was blowing this way, but the thing was floating, as it were, against the wind and staying in the perfect kind of thing, circle, with its guns pointing at an angle. This was really something. I saw the details. If I was a real good artist, I can really draw it. It looks like something out of Star Wars. It doesn't look like the typical UFO that would come around and be has no appearance of any weaponry on it. This looked like a fighter. And it could have been very, who knows what it is. I'm not going to say it's really from another world or anything. How could we know that? Maybe the U.S. has got some kind of drone-like thing or something. It looked like as big as a regular fighter jet. But, hey, I saw it. So it doesn't really make any difference what anybody else thinks. And I recorded it. And you'll see that video on there. Typical, it looks like any other kind of video that anybody else would shoot of a UFO. Just kind of a little kind of dot that does look suspicious, does look kind of shiny like it might be metal. But other than that, you can't tell anything else about it. So if you imagine when you see all of these people that have these kind of UFO shots, if you had binoculars, you could see the details of it. But that was that only happened a couple of days ago. So, but where are they coming from? And what do they mean? Is it something that the one world elite government's doing is making devices that is going to keep us under control? Is it really aliens? Part of this Project Blue Beam that NASA is doing is to project something scary on the sky. Looking at the naked eye, you wouldn't think it's too scary, just something floating over. But looking with binoculars, this is a battleship with guns, weapons. Now that's kind of scary. This is not your ordinary UFO that people generally see or report about, at least in the details. And as far as I'm concerned, it was just like it was only 100 yards away by looking through the binocular. So I could see it. It wasn't swamp gas. So, hey, you know, there's something to it. There's something real, something going on. Whether somebody's really elaborately producing hoax, that's pretty an expensive thing to let it just drift away, you know. Anyway, there are some mysterious things out there, and it's good to know about them so that when things begin to happen, you won't be so tricked or so shocked when it does happen. If you're believing it's just never going to happen, it can't be that way because it's not in the Bible, whatever, by the way you understand it, then when they do happen, it's going to do with your faith. Well, it's designed is to make you think Jesus is a liar. If you don't know Jesus right now, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and that God rose you on the third day. Forgive me of my sins and come to my life. Now get the King James Bible and read it. Look and learn things. Ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. See you next week.